This is episode 1129. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I honor you for giving yourself permission to slow down and connect to the best part of who you are. I'm Mary Meckley. I share a different meditation every single day on the podcast, and each episode is customized around a theme we explore for a week. So you get to explore a particular quality in depth to really master that quality in your life. In today's episode, we launch into a brand new series on gratitude and the kind of gratitude you'll be guided through this week is gratitude for wellness. So in this series, in each episode, you'll be guided through a particular kind of gratitude. In today's episode, you'll explore gratitude for mindfulness. You'll explore in the upcoming episodes this week, gratitude for wellness, gratitude for happiness, gratitude so that you don't feel so lonely, so you have better relationships. You'll explore gratitude for sleeping better, improving your blood pressure, and having more focus and energy. So these are all going to be meditation techniques for gratitude for your full wellness. And in today's episode, I invite you to settle yourself in and get ready to do a gratitude for mindfulness technique today as you launch into this series. Now, at the beginning of each series, I always issue you a challenge. Well, your challenge for this week is to keep a gratitude journal. You may have heard this time and time again about how keeping a journal, especially a gratitude journal, can help you be happier in your life. And in fact, there's research that supports this. When you create a journal, a simple journal, a happiness journal, or a gratitude journal, you are able to process your emotions much better. So when you're triggered by stress, if you keep a gratitude journal, you're likely to feel more grateful at the end of the day. In fact, there's a Dr. Robert Emmons, who's a professor of psychology at UC Davis in California, and he has been studying the effects of gratitude on over 1,000 people. And in his study, in fact, these were people who ranged in age from 8 to 80. Well, they were split into two groups. One group was asked to keep a journal in which they're going to write 5 gifts that they were grateful for each day. And the other group was asked to write down 5 hassles. And some examples of the gifts people noted were generosity of friends, watching a sunset through the clouds. And examples of hassles were things like difficulty in finding a parking space and burning their dinner. And what Dr. Emmons found was that those who had kept a gratitude journal experienced significant psychological, physical, and social benefits. And that overall, there was a 25% improvement in their health and well-being compared to the group that focused on what had gone wrong each day. So this may encourage you to finally go out there and get a journal to use as a gratitude journal. You may already keep a gratitude journal, and if you do, you are going to get a lot out of this week's series. So now go ahead and settle yourself in, and I'll share a meditation technique that you can do as you do your meditation today. And keep in mind, we're all at different places on our meditation journey. You may be walking as you listen to this, or even lying down, getting ready to drift off to sleep. It's all good. We all start slowing down at our own pace. So honor where you are on your journey. And if you are seated, getting ready to meditate, good for you. This is what I encourage you to do. As you close your eyes and begin to relax different areas of your body where you may harbor tension, focus on what you're grateful for in your life right now. When you're feeling an emotion that pulls you away from gratitude, such as anger or depression or self-doubt or fear, overwhelm or distraction, if you focus on the present moment, being mindful of exactly what you're grateful for right this moment, this pulls you back into the here and now. So you let go of whatever you were angry about that just happened, and you also release fear or worry or preoccupation with the future. So as you settle into your meditation, focus on three things you're grateful for right this moment. Could even be that you're seated here meditating. One of the best things you can do for yourself is to meditate. So go now into your meditation, taking this technique with you, meditating just to the point where you could go a little bit further, always ending your meditation on a high note. And if you'd like to be guided in a half hour meditation and learn how to meditate and to take your meditations a little more deeply, I offer a way for you to do that over at my subscription membership site at sipandom.com. That's S-I-P, just like you're sipping tea, A-N-D-O-M, Om. You might say that as you meditate. And there, I invite you to 2 weeks, absolutely free, of a daily brand new guided half hour meditation, or you could meditate just to the 15 minute point. And along with that, you get a journal for each week's series, customized for that series. So you would get a gratitude journal for this week, as well as a guide with all the techniques I share with you in each episode, organized and listed for you. So you can glance at the guide and remember how to do the breathing technique or the affirmation or the other different techniques I'll be sharing with you this week. And you get access to a private Facebook group of meditators just like you. Again, that's at sipandom.com. For now, go into your meditation, becoming mindful of what you're grateful for right this very moment. And as always, you are so worth slowing down for.